Bezal Hashem's book begin Daf Chafalaf and Masechta's Moed Katan. Begin full lines down at the top of the Yomit, where the Gemara continues with the exact halacha that we left off regarding one of the obligations of that of the loss of a close relative, which is the mitzvah of kriya, of tearing one's garment. So the Gemara continues and says again the same halacha and a source, but subsequent questions on this. Where Amar Rami Bar Chama says, "Minayin lekriya? How do we know that tearing one's garment shehi meumid, that it has to be when the person is standing?" Shnema, like it says in the pasuk, as we brought this at the end of the previous daf, "Vayokem Iyev Vayikra." Iyev got up and he tore, which tells us in the directive that one has to be standing when one tears. Says the Gemara, "Okay, we find that Iyev did this, but Dilma Milsi Yaseidasa Hudavid. Maybe Iyev was going beyond the letter of the law. He did something more than what was necessary. And who said you have to be standing when you do it? Because the Eli Temalchi, if you don't say this, but." The pasuk says in Iyev, the yogis is Risha, that he tore out the hair of his head. Zachinami, you think that's what's obligated? There's no such obligation to do that by mourning. So maybe here, when he stood, was also something more than what has to be done. So the Gemara says, you're right. El Mahacha, rather, we can bring a different pasuk as a source. The pasuk in Shmuel Beis says, Vayokim HaMelech, the king got up, because Begodav, and he tore his garments. You see, he got up first, and then he tore. Says Gemara, Dilam Milsi Yaseid Asavid. Maybe Dabar HaMelech also went beyond what he had to do. Because the Ilat HaMelech, if you don't say this, it says over there in the pasuk, Yishkem Arza, that he went to sleep on the ground, on the floor. So Hachanami, you think that that's obligated? No, he was doing more than what he had to, because Vatan Lo in the Brisa. And the Gir says, Yashan Agabi Mita, if he goes to sleep on the bed, Agabi Kisi, on the chair, Agabi Joni, or on top of a mortar, or the Gir says, or Gedoyla Mikulan, or bigger than them all, Agabi Karka. Even if he's sleeping on the ground, still a Yotzi de Chavase is not fulfilled his obligation until he turns over his bed and he sleeps on that. Which Vamer B'Yechon, he says, because Shleikam Kfiz Amita, no matter what all these options did, even if you're sleeping on the floor, if you didn't turn over the bed, you're not fulfilled your obligation. So that's the only thing you need is to turn over the bed. So what's the state of sleeping on the floor? Obviously more than what he had to. So how could we bring riots from David? Maybe he was doing more than what he had to do and he stood up. So Malay says, no, it's not true. He didn't really go to sleep on the floor. It's Ke'en Arza. Like as if he slept on the floor, because he turned his bed upside down and he laid on that, so that he didn't go beyond the letter of law. And therefore, the fact that he stood to do kriya would be the source for the halacha of standing up and doing kriya. Turmel and the Braisa continuing on these halachas, il dvarm sh'aval osaben, the following are things that a mourner is forbidden in them. Shteis points out there are certain things that we don't mention, but these are the things that are primary things that are forbidden for the mourner that brings simcha, pleasure, is Asa b'malacha, he's forbidden to do work, ubrechitza, and bathe, besicha, and anointing, betash mashmita, marital intimacy, benilis asantal, and wearing shoes, vasalikas betoido, benivim, b'ksuvim, he's not allowed to read from Tanakh, turn the vim, b'ksuvim, vilashanis b'mishnah, b'medrish, tolu mishnayis, and medrish, malachas, b'shas, b'godis, alochas, and gemara, and agadic teachings, which, as the gemara taught us enough to involve men alf, and the fact that Hashem said to Yechezkel, hanak doim, be silent, that you can't learn Torah. And as Tosfos points out, as we mentioned, these are things that bring joy, but there are those who say that if it's things that don't bring joy, which are learning regarding sorrowful things, that actually would be permitted. Now, this that we learned in Sukkot Daf Chavah, Heim et Af, that a mourner is obligated in all mitzvahs that it says in the Torah besides v'tefillin, well, that's other mitzvahs. But these that bring joy are forbidden. Now, but then why you rabin tzvichin? But if let's say the public needed this Talmud Chacham to give a derasha to expound his words of Torah, then in and imna, then he doesn't stop and hold back. And actually, Mais, there was a story of Mais Benoit Shabisa Bitzipari, that the son of Rabisi passed away in Tzipari. Even Nichlan Sabesa Medrash, he came into the study hall, Vidarash Kalim Kula, and he gave a drasha, he lectured in Torah all day long. Similarly, Rabbi Babachana, Isra Bamilsa, something of a loss happened to him, and Sabah Delay Lamepe Lapirke, he thought he's not going to go give the drasha, to go give the lecture, because he's a mourner, he's forbidden to learn. Rabbi Chanina said to him, Mahoy Rabbi Tzrichel, like we learned in the Braisa, that if the public needs him, in an imna, then he doesn't refrain. So Savalok Mi Amiralis, they thought, okay, he's gonna give the drasha as he normally does, where he's gonna have a translator who amplifies the drasha. Amalei Rav said to him, Tanya in the Braisa Bulvachal Yamatugman, as long as he doesn't do it in the normal way of having the one who translates and amplifies them. So says Gimabela Haikha Abit, how should he do this? There's a reason why he has the translator who can amplify for everyone. Says the Gimak Tanya Glen Braisa. Maisa was a story of Mais Benoish Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi, that the son of Yehuda Eloi passed away. V'nichnas la Beis HaMedrash, he went to the Beis HaMedrash. V'nichnas Rabbi Chananya ben Akavya v'yosha b'tzida. So Rabbi Chananya ben Akavya went in and sat beside him. V'lochash hul Rabbi Chananya ben Akavya. So Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi went and he whispered to Rabbi Chananya ben Akavya. Rabbi Chananya ben Akavya l'tugman, he went and he spoke to the translator. And then v'tugman ishmi l'rabim, and then the translator spoke to the public. So it wasn't from the speaker straight to the translator, someone else in between. That's permitted during the mourning period. Continuing, which we're speaking about, that mourning is for 7 days. So there's smaller periods in the Shiva. Aval amorner, gimel yom rishayin, the first 3 days, asal nechtfilin. The first 3 days is the primary parts of mourning. One is not permitted to put on tefillin. But mishlisha be'elach, but from day 3 on, and actually mishlisha be'chal, day 3 is included in that, mutal nechtfilin, then it is permitted to put on tefillin on day 3, because the primary mourning is actually only 2 days. Now, bimbo pan chadashas, but let's say on day 3, a new visitor comes to the Shiva house. Even so, in the chalitz, you don't have to take off your tefillin, even though you could be concerned that maybe the people are going to say, oh, I see he's wearing tefillin, and he's a mourner, probably the first 2 days also he's wearing tefillin. No, David Belez, you don't have to be concerned for that, you don't have to take off the tefillin. Pshuim, he says, differently, he says, Aval, the mourner, beiz yom rishayin mosel nech tefillin. Not the first 3 days, but the first 2 days he's not allowed to put on tefillin. But Mishani, from day 2, and actually Mishani Mechal, the second day is included in this, mutl nech tefillin, you're allowed to put on tefillin, so, because the primary mourning is actually only 1 day. But vimbo pan chadashes, but if a new visitor comes on the second day of mourning, then chalitzin he should remove his tefillin. So the Gemara explains this machalikas. Amar of Masni says, my time, what's the reason Rebbe that he holds that the primary mourning is for 2 days, and therefore from day 3 and on only one is permitted to put on tefillin? This is because the Chassid says a pasuk in Devarim. It says v'yitmu yemei b'chi evel Meisha, that it concluded the days of the crying of the mourning of Meisha, which sounds like yemei is plural, that 2 days that they cried, which is the primary mourning. As it says of Evil Meisha. Amar Avinu says, Maitim Rebshu, what's the reason Rebshu that he says, from day 2 you could already put on tefillin because only one day is the primary mourning? Because the Chassid, like it says, the Pasuk in Amos says, that's the Pasuk that says, Hashem says, I'm going to turn their holidays into mourning, and says, I'm going to make it ke'evil yachad, like a mourning on an individual, and says, v'acharisa ke'yamar, and the end is going to be like a bitter day, in the singular, see, the primary mourning is 1 day. But then the Gemara asks each one, what do they do with the other one's source? Rabbi Shua Nami Hokseb Yitmo Yimei Begoyim, but it also says plural of regarding Evil Moshe. So Malachi would tell you, Shani Moshe. Moshe is different. The talk of Evel, but which, yeah, it was a greater mourning. That was 2 days. But generally, the primary mourning is only 1 day. You can put on tefillin already on day 2. Says Gemara, Rabbi Loza Nami Hokseb Achrisa Kiyamad. There is a pasuk that says in the singular, so you should be able to put on tefillin on day 2 already, not just day 3. That he says, no, Ikim Medida Chagemahu. You're right. The primary bitterness is 1 day, but the Avelis, the mourning, primarily is 2 days. Ama'ula, he says, Allah Gebelazza b'chalitza. Allah Gebelazza regarding removing the tefillin, meaning that if someone new comes to the Shiva house on day 3, that you don't have to remove the tefillin. But Allah Gebelazza by putting on, which already on day 2, you're permitted to put on tefillin. So, by the way, the following question. So, this that Ula phrases like this. So, b'sheni, on day 2 of the morning, l'ula according to Ula, chaylitz or ain't chaylitz? Do you have to remove the tefillin or not? Meaning, he said that on day 3, the Allah Gebel Lazar that says you don't have to remove the tefillin. But what's with day 2? Because since he's ruling like Rabbi Yeshua, that you put on the tefillin, which is the opinion of Rabbi Lazar that you don't have to remove it, so I don't know. Yeah, I see you could put on day 2, and you're saying on day 3 you don't have to remove it, so what's Allah with day 2? When a new guest comes on day 2, do you remove it or not? He says, Tashmat's being right, because Amma'ula Ula was quoted as saying, Chaylitz u'maniach, you take off and you put on. On day 2, I feel a pump even 100 times during that daytime. Which tells us, because when someone new comes, you do remove it. And when there's no new person over there, then you put it back on. So you see, the halacha is chaylitz. Itana mocha zimla nabraisa, that Yehuda ben Tema Omer, he says, chaylitz u'maniach, I feel a pump, you remove it and you put it back on even 100 times during that second day. But Rav Amei disagrees. He says, no, kimet shenich, once you put it on day 2, which we're ruling you're allowed to put it on, shuvin chaylitz, then you have to take it off, even if a pump chadash is even for a new guest. Says Gemara, how could Rava rule like this? But Rava, who the Amar Rava himself had ruled on the previous daf regarding turning over the bed, that Loch Kitana Didan, that Loch is like the Tana of our Mishnah, the Mashleisha, that he says that 3 days is the primary mourning. Say, also, you should require three days that you can't put on tefillin. How could he say that on day 2 already you could put on the tefillin? So the Katintam and Beis, mitzvah shani. A mitzvah is different. In other words, since there's a mitzvah to put on tefillin, so then, yes, you're allowed to put it on already on day 2. But for all the other halachas of Avelis, the primary is not just 2 days, but it's actually 3 days. Talmud Linda Braisa, continuing on this theme of 3 days, Av Lamorna Gimel Yom Rishayim, the first 3 days, is which is the primary of the Shiva, Asa B'Malacha, it's forbidden to do work, even if he's a pauper that gets supported from charity, he can't do any work. B'Kama Elach, after day 3, from that point on, Asa B'Tzinda B'Tech, basically he could do it discreetly in his house, and for Isha, and regarding a woman that's a mourner, Tava Bepelech B'Tech Besa, she could spin with the spindle the threads in her house. Tarmon, learn the Brisa, continue on these themes. Abel Gimel Yom Rishayim, a mourner in the first 3 days. Eino Hailech HaBeis HaAvel, it doesn't go to another house of mourning. But after day 3, But the in Yisha b'makom ha-menachem, he doesn't sit with those who are consoling the mourners. El b'makom ha-masnachem, he sits with those who are being consoled, meaning he sits near the mourners. Talmud Lina Brai said, "Ketiru on this halacha of Avol Gimayom Rishayin." Regarding a mourner, the first 3 days of his mourning, asa b'sheila shalom, it's forbidden to with greetings. Mishleish v'ed shiva, from day 3 till the end of the shiva, may shiva inishal, he responds to greetings, but he does not greet someone else. Kama elach, after the shiva, from that point onwards, shoyel meshiv gedarke, he greets and he responds to greetings in the normal way. So the Gemara asks, wait a second, you said Shleish Mirishem, we're going the first 3 days, Asa B'Sheila Shalom, is forbidden to be greeting. But Batanya learned the Braisa that says the following story, Maisa Ban of Shabakiba. There was a story that the sons of Abakiba passed away. So Nichnasu Kol Yisrael, so all the Jewish people gathered in Vespidim, Hespagodlan, they made a huge levaya, huge eulogies for the sons of Abakiba. B'Shas Peterasin, when the people were leaving, Amr Abakiba al Safsal God of Amr, Abakiba got up on the large bench and he said as following, Acheinu Beis Yisrael Shimu. Our brothers, the Jewish people, listen up. Even had it been that I had 2 married sons that I had buried, Menuchem, who he, referring to himself, is consoled, because of the great honor that you did for me. And if you came because of Akiva, there's many Akivas in the street, in the marketplace, that you would not all go to be Menachem and console him. Rather, what you said is quoting a pasuk in Tehillim. The Torah of God is in his heart. So that's why you came for me, for this Akiva. Oh, if that's the case, then sure your reward is doubled because you came for the honor of Torah. Go home in peace. So you see that he was greeting them in his words. I thought, and this is by the Levaya, for the first 3 days you can't greet people. So the Gemara covered Rav Mishani. But the honor for the public is different. But generally, you're right now, I greet the first 3 days. Now, the Braisa said, Mi gimel vad zayin, from day 3 till day 7, me shivena shoyl, he could respond to a greeting, but he cannot greet others. Bekama elach, after the shiva, shoyl meshav gedarka, then he could greet and return greetings in the normal way. And that's the Gemara Rabino seems to be contradictive in the following brisa that tells us actually during the shloishim, he's not allowed to greet anyone else. As the brisa says, amitzis chaber avol, if someone encounters his friend that's a mourner, b'toich lamad yoyim, within 30 days of the passing, so medabe may tanchumen, you speak with him words of consolation, but the inishol b'shlami, you don't ask him how he's doing. La'achal aminyam, after 30 days, shol b'shlami, you'll ask him how he's doing. But the in medamei b'tarim tchum, and then already you don't talk to him anymore, words of consolation. Now, let's say meisa ishta, let's say his wife passed away. V'nasa isha acheres, and he married another woman within the shloishim, for example, as the Gemara is going to tell us later on the Chav Gimel Med Aleph, for example, let's say he doesn't have any children. Then, in Rishoy Likonis Lebeisa, you're not allowed to come into his house, Ladabim Tanchum, to speak with him words of consolation to console him, even though it's within the Shleishim, because of the bad feelings his new wife is going to feel. But if Matzah B'Shuk, if you find him in the street, then you tell him B'Safar Dafa with what's called a loose lip, with a heavy head, then you give him words of consolation in the street. But one thing we see here in the Braisa is that within 30 days, you're not allowed to greet him. For sure, the mourner himself is not allowed to greet anyone else. Yet, in the previous brayso, we said that after the shiva, he's allowed to respond and also ask others how they're doing. So that seems to be a contradiction. So Rabbi Yehuda bar Avin, he says, no. You have to explain the brayso that says that after the shiva, he could greet others in the normal way, even though it's during the shleishim. That's who shoyel b'shlem acheir. That's him greeting others. Why could he greet others after the shiva? Shachem shurun b'shalom, because other people are resting in peace, not that RIP, but they're dwelling peacefully, that he's asking others how they're doing, which they're living their lives. They didn't have a loss. The Bryce that said that within 30 days, there cannot be a greeting, is Achayim in Shalom B'Shalem Mai. Others cannot greet him, because he's not resting in peace. He's not in that calm state because he's still within the Shleishim. So that resolves it. He can inquire by them within the Shleishim after Shabbat, but they cannot inquire by him. Says the Gemara, how could you say that? But Vamiktani from the factory learned in the prior Braisa that said that after the first 3 days already, even within the Shiva, Meshiv, he could respond to others' greetings. So Machlad the Shailin, so obviously people are greeting him within the Shleishim because it's even within the Shiva. So that's definitely difficult according to what we said, that within 30 days, that then I'll greet him. What do we see? Even within the Shiva, he's responding to their greetings. Says the Gemara, that's not a contradiction. That's Tumadullah Yadi. In other words, this that we're saying he responds to their greetings is talking about for those who greet him because they didn't know that he's a mourner. But yes, of course, if they know he's a mourner, they're not supposed to greet him even within the shleishim, for sure within the shiva. Says the Gemara, wait a second, if that's the case that you're explaining that halacha when they didn't know that he's a mourner, so then Hasam Nami, then even within 3 days, he should respond to the guy who doesn't know that he's a mourner and is asking within the first 3 days of his loss how he's doing. Says the Gemara, Hasam over there, when we said that within the first 3 days, there's a prohibition about greetings and he's not going to respond, is because Maidlu, he actually lets them know that he's a mourner. And Balim Hadlu, therefore he does not respond then. Hacha over here, after the first 3 days, that's what's saying, Litzorkla de Inu, he doesn't have to let him know, whoever doesn't know that he's a mourner and is asking him how he's doing, rather he can respond. But of course, if someone knows, he's not supposed to greet him even till after the Shleshim period, until after the 3 day period, whereas he could greet them after the Shiva. Says Gemara Minu, seems to be difficult. The Gemara asks from the following Braisa, what we had said before, that after the Shleshim, then you are allowed to at least go ahead and greet him, just up to the Shleshim you can't. Even that seems to be a contradiction from the following Braisa. Braisa says, Hamoitzes Chaver Avol, if someone encounters his friend that's a mourner, Betuch Yud Beis Chodesh, within 12 months of his loss, Medaba Mai Tanchumen, you speak with him words of consolation, Ve'ena Shoyel B'Shleimer, and you don't even greet him to ask him how he's doing. L'Ach Yud Beis Chodesh, after 12 months, then, like the inverse, like we said before, then Shoyel B'Shleimer, then you'll ask him how he's doing, and then already Ve'ena Medaba Mai Tanchumen, then you don't speak with him words of consolation anymore. But you could talk to him indirectly about it, and you could tell him, oh, that you should be consoled without mentioning over who, which relative he's being consoled for. So you could talk to him indirectly. And Omer of Meir says, if someone finds his friend as a mourner after 12 months, and he does speak with him words of consolation, which we said from the Tanakhama that you shouldn't, then what could such a person be compared to? Someone broke his leg and it healed. Which here, it's already past the year. The person's already past the stage of Nechama. But a doctor finds this guy who he heard was in an accident and broke his leg. He tells him, oh, Kalachasli, come to me. Don't worry, I'll break it and I'll heal it. That you should know, that you should know that, oh, my medicine's very good. What are you doing? The guy's already healed. You just want to show off how well you could go and heal someone? Hey, you're trying to console him, he's already consoled. So we see that after the year, you shouldn't be doing that. But one thing is that we see is that within the year you're not supposed to greet him. How are we saying that only within the Shleshim you can, but after Shleshim you could? Says Gemara Lekash, not difficult. Ha ba'av ve'imoy. Here we're talking about his parents. His father and his mother, you don't ask him how he's doing until after 12 months, which the year is applicable for when one's mourning for the parents. You could say ha mokim minachim. Ha b'shai krevim, but when do we say that you could ask him how he's doing and not comfort him after 30 days? That's by other relatives. But says the Gemara, but hasam nami, what do you mean? There also, after 30-day period that you're explaining to me that then you could ask him how he's doing because you're saying it's regarding other relatives, why don't you say Yedabe Mai Tanchumim Min Atzad? You only said that you can't console him anymore. Why don't you say that you could tell him indirectly after the Shleshim period? Just like by the father and mother, you said that even though you cannot console him after 12 months, but you could do it indirectly. So why do we say after 30 days you don't talk with him consolation at all? Says Gemara, Enechanami, you're right. Umay, what do we say that after 30 days in the Medabe Mai Tanchumim that you're not going to speak with him words of consolation is Kedarka in the normal way. A Medabe Mai Tanchumim, but you could speak to him indirectly about words of consolation.